This is Audible.
And now, part two of Water Sleeps, written by Glenn Cook and read by MacLeod Andrews.
Chapter 34. I settled into a chair outside the cage where Narayan Singh was being kept. He was awake, but he ignored me. I said,
"The daughter of night still lives. I know that." "You do? How? I didn't know if you'd harmed her. Then you need to know this. She isn't going to stay unharmed a whole lot longer. The only reason she's healthy now is that we want your cooperation. If we can't get it, then there's not much reason to keep on feeding her. Or you, either. Though I do intend to keep my word about taking care of you, because I'd want you to see everything you value destroyed before you're allowed to die yourself. Which reminds me, Aridatha couldn't be with us tonight. His captain was concerned that there might be some unrest. Another Bodhi disciple planned to burn himself. So we'll have to wait until tomorrow night."
Narayan made a sound like a whispered moan. He did not want to have to acknowledge my existence, for existence, and mine in particular, was making him very unhappy, which made me happy, though I had no personal grudge. My anemone was all very sanitary, very institutional, very much on behalf of my brothers who had been injured, and on behalf of my brothers who were imprisoned beneath the earth. I suggested,
"Maybe you should go to Kina for guidance."
Such a look he gave me. Narayan Singh had no sense of humor, and did not recognize sarcasm when it struck from the grass and sank its fangs in his ankle. I told him,
"Just to recap, I don't have much patience left. I don't have much time left. We've leaped onto the tiger's back. The big catfight is coming."
Catfight. Universal male slang for a squabble amongst women. "Oh, really?" It had just occurred to me. We were all women in this fight. Sara and I. The Radisha and Soul Catcher. Kina and the Daughter of Night. Uncle Doge was as close to a principal as any man was right now. And Narayan, though he was mainly the Daughter of Night's shadow. Strange. Strange.
"Narayan, when the fur starts flying, I won't be much interested in looking out for your friend. But I'm definitely going to take care of you."
I started to leave.
"I can't do this thing."
Singh's voice was almost inaudible.
"Work on it, Narayan. If you love the girl, if you don't want your goddess to have to start all over from scratch."
I thought I had that much power. By killing the right people, I could lay Kina down to sleep for another age. And I would if I could not get my own brothers out of the ground. I found Bondo Trang, awaiting me in the little corner where I worked and slept. He did not look well, which was not surprising. He was not too many years younger than Goblin,